Show number 62. Notes Underground. Are you with me?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm just spacing out now. Even without the internet, I'm still spacing out.
You're just hanging out in the corner.
Lurk ball.
Thinking about kitty cats. Little fuzzy wuzzies.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm thinking about awesome. Awesome is running all over our house now. That dude is, he's rad.
He's awesome.
He's awesome. Definitely start Mitch's music trivia night at the local pub.
So what was that? I can't even ask the question.
People are like, I know that one. That was Baby Shambles.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mitch was just racking his brains, literally sweat dripping from his brow, trying to figure out who the spinoff bands from the Libertines were.
Great. So now even if I say it, I don't look cool. I was going to try and look cool. By knowing the bands.
By just reeling
it
right off.
By just rattling them off.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. But they all know the truth anyway. That you're sitting there with your head between your legs going, Gulp! What is it?
So what is it?
I don't know. I never made a claim to know. I don't know anything about this.
Well, help me out, listeners. I know that the Libertines had a bunch of good shoot-off bands. Baby Shambles was one of them. Mm-hmm. Dirty Pretty Things was another. Razor Light was one.
Was there more than three people in the Libertines? They seem like they'd kind of be a three-piece.
No, that was a four-piecer.
Was it?
Yeah. Bass, drums, guitar. Guitar.
Usually the drummer just disappears.
The drummer blew up. It was just a little globule. Yeah, maybe it is just those three.
Might be.
I don't know. I saw Dirty Pretty Things, and apparently every time they play, the lead singer takes his shirt off.
Huh. Yeah. That's original.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah. Is it worth it? Is it worth buying a ticket just for that?
I think so. He's got a great chest.
Physique.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think he waxes?
I don't know.
I don't know. If I were to take my shirt off on stage, I might wax.
You'd wax.
Especially if I was an LA band, I would definitely wax.
But don't you think it's good to have a little bit of like hair on your chest to be kind of manly?
Yeah. Maybe in the Pacific Northwest. I guess I would have to like have a chest hair consultant as we tour to figure out what the chest hair situation is for that city.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah. So what else we got? I got a bunch of stuff from where'd you get that from?
Oh, that was off MySpace. Yeah, they got a ton. All their stuff is free for download. You got to love the Baby Shambles for that.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
That is very cool.
I followed up and went on the South by Southwest website. Mm-hmm. I had to take my computer into work just so I could get internet on my laptop.
God, what kind of world do we live in?
I'm trapped in a world of no internet. It's like I have to like read and stuff.
Printed word's dead. Don't you know that?
Yeah, I got this new thing. It's called the Book.
Is that B-U with an umlaut and a K?
The B-O-O-K.
Oh.
Yeah. It's awesome. You can read it anywhere. Like at the park. You don't even need it. It doesn't even need electricity. Oh. And you can just read it.
Insane.
Yeah. And like when you stop reading it, and you can start off right where you left off.
Man. And what if you're out of toilet paper? Does it work? Is it if it's two ply?
No, absolutely not. Oh, okay. That's are you suggesting?
Because your computer works fine for that. I think the Book is lacking a feature.
Your computer wipes your butt for you?
Yeah, I got the new Dell.
That's very cool. Yeah. So what do we got?
What do you got?
Bus driver. Let's try it.
Motherfucker was passing out pamphlets to me and shit, trying to put me up on game. I was like, you stinky motherfucker.
Lipform, armpit hair sticking out like a sore thumb, smelling like dinosaur dung. These hippies are holier than now, reporting attended peace marches, hold a cold veggie dog. I'm at your home with your pen pal, though I unload ink cartridges at red state demigods. Conspiring the style on an SUV can, say the black face is at the refugee camp. Demonstrate Sterling's butt nick, the compliment you're unfurling, drug fix, human hood, wink, the secret motherhood, winks as your heroes push ink with a brand of buttocks. Now he's an action pose doll, clapping the latest fashion faux pas. Just another rapper, no one all trying to depoliticize those big business ties. Let me guess, draw like a bot that was seen. Prep cook with a textbook, liberal outlook, and in a press nook, house shreffin'. But you're not gonna put me history in a Hollywood and why you dress like wild merman.
Was recreational paranoia with the sports of now, so kill your employer. Dinner.
address, giving your art love undertows the thumbnail.
Come recreational, paranoia is the sport of now, so kill your employer.
Wicked. I like that tune a lot.
Kill your employer.
But I'm self-employed.
Duh!
That's just sad.
Well, you don't have to do what they say in the song. That's just like a theme, you know?
Oh. It's See, like, I was having dinner with Nancy Reagan the other night, and she was telling me that, you know,
just say no. She says just say no.
Oh. I didn't point out that hypocrisy.
Not to listen
to
the hip-hop, to that rap music. That wasn't hip-hop, though. What would you call that?
That was almost garagey, wasn't it?
It's garage. Yeah, it's garage.
But it's also, it's maybe it's a little bit like...
grime.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not grime.
I'm not an expert at these slight differentiations they have out here.
Ren, what do you think it was? Boogie Woogie Goodness. That's my favorite. That's got to be my favorite.
The BWG section of the record store.
Yeah. It's like rock, pop, soul / Boogie Woogie Goodness. I always hated that they would put, like when I was a kid, they would put all my favorite bands in pop.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand. Until I got older and I realized that I was only listening to pop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, because I'd think, oh, you know, well, if it's like, you know, I don't know, I didn't consider like Nirvana pop, you know, but it was in the rock pop soul. Yeah. But Nirvana was like probably, you know, for a good 6 months at least, the most popular band in America.
Hence, I guess, then that's so the root of the music. Word pop, right?
Yeah,
yeah, of course. But it doesn't describe me, man. It doesn't describe the feelings I have about
the
music.
But I'm just as angry as they are. Yeah. And it doesn't belong in pop.
Man.
So,
dude.
So that's my little thing, I guess.
How you been? How you been the last week?
Pretty good. Today was excellent. The sunshine.
Yeah.
Just put a smile on my face.
Did you get out? Did you have lunch? Nice, like outdoor al fresco lunch.
Yeah, I mean, it's the funniest thing. Like England or London, at least, it's either winter or it's summer.
Mm.
You know, it doesn't. I feel like we just kind of blew right through spring.
Yeah,
at least today.
And sometimes, like
and then tomorrow, it'll be winter.
Yeah, exactly.
Again.
They flick the light switch on occasion. Yeah. It's like we'll just drink.
There's winter. There's no dimmer.
Yeah,
you know, it's just on or off.
Well, today was definitely
so. Yeah.
Fulbrights.
It makes me happy. I realize I am a sun worshiper.
Yeah. It even smells different outside.
And people are nice and friendly and like, and drunk.
Except for my waitress today.
Of course, this is the day before Easter break or whatever. What, your waitress today was?
Yeah, we had a waitress at lunch. We went to Cargo for lunch and
I like that outside. Place. Yeah.
Our waitress was such a bitter Spanish girl.
Yeah.
She was so angry.
Why?
There's nothing
we could
do. She had
to be working on a nice day?
I think it's because we took like 10 minutes to make our decision about what food we wanted.
But why couldn't she just come back?
That's our question. And eventually, yeah. she was this close to just spitting on us. I swear to God.
Did you get the yam fries?
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, mama.
How good are those yam fries?
Incredible. Word to the wise, though, don't ever get the nachos.
Oh, really?
I mean, I learned that lesson a long time ago. Don't ever order nachos in London.
Yeah.
And I learned it again today.
Yeah. Well, they have good tacos there, so really? You would think maybe they would have good nachos.
P.U., dude.
Not good.
Horrible. Pure misery.
I go there just for the yam fries.
Yeah.
Like, I might go there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a special trip first thing in the morning before work.
Yeah. I want one of those around here. What? You know that because they have cantaloupe. There's cargo, cantaloupe, and then Marketplace, that one that's over by Oxford Circus.
I don't know Marketplace.
So if you're ever fumbling around Top Shop, swing by and get some yam fries.
Good to know.
Yeah.
You can find me at Top Shop between the hours of 8 a.m. Yeah. and closing every Saturday.
open.
Yeah.
Or H&M.
You know? H&M.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, they got good styles. Maybe, like, you just can't find that in the States.
Yeah.
Or maybe low prices.
Maybe you're at the O2, maybe you're at the O2 store. Yeah. I don't know. Oxford Circus has all these things, you know?
Come to England, everybody. My mom's coming tomorrow.
I heard they're revamping. Oh, she is?
Yeah. We're so stoked.
Mama
Sidon coming to town. Yeah, dude. She's
well, the weather fortunately warmed up for her.
Yeah. I hope it sticks around like that for a bit. We're gonna go down to Bath. Go to the new spa down there, the Roman spa that they have. And then
we're gonna take a bath with your mom?
Yeah. Just like old times.
Weird.
It's okay. I've been seeing a therapist. It's okay.
I've never been there.
And then we were maybe going to go to the Cotswolds and have a G&T with Kate Moss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, just little things.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Moms like that kind of stuff. Wait, you said down to Bath. Is it? I thought it was
more like west.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like on your...
It's west and down.
Halfway between here and Wales.
Yeah.
Basically. Near Cambridge.
Yeah, not far. Yeah. No, Cambridge is north. Oxford is west.
That's what I meant. Near Oxford. Yeah. And are you guys gonna hang out?
We're gonna hang out. We might go out to Penzance, which I didn't even know was
like the Pirates of Penzance.
Yeah, exactly. And go to Land's End. Penzance is right near Land's End, the westerlymost point of England.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it might be fun to go out there. I hear that it's, you know, it's kind of like a one trick pony. That little area. I thought it'd be
nice.
You
should take her to that place where you're doing the installation.
Oh, Blackpool?
Yeah,
there's another one-trick pony for you. That place is great. Oh, it's like Reno, but sadder. That's not even... It's more sad. It's Reno, but more
Reno
sad.
Reno is picking up. Don't pick on Reno. I have a friend who lives there.
Biggest little city in the world.
Yeah. It's like Vegas.
Yeah.
Only smaller.
There was...
And it's much closer to Lake Tahoe and skiing and stuff.
Have you ever been to Bridgeport,
Nevada? Connecticut?
No, Nevada. Is it... Yeah, I think it's Bridgeport, Nevada.
No.
Oh, crap. It's my favorite city, and I can't remember the name, but the
it's
only
your
reason
favorite
it's my
city?
Well, wait, the only reason it's my favorite city. The only reason it's my favorite
Sounds
city.
Like it.
I think it's Bridgeport. Anyway, the only reason it's my favorite city is because when you enter, they have the sign that says welcome to whatever the hell.
Uh-huh.
And underneath it says like welcome to Bridgeport. And then underneath it says proud of it. And it's like It's like they're coming from behind already.
Yeah.
It's like, you're Bridgeport. We're proud of it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you don't need to rub it in.
So what else did you bring? What kind of music did you bring in?
Oh, man. I think we should play some John Wayne.
Yeah?
This guy's wicked.
Does that go right along with something you might hear in Bridgeport?
It does a lot. John Wayne, he's this sort of comedy singer character who... sings about nothing but Texas.
Why didn't you play John Wayne when I did the John Wayne accent episode?
Yeah, I just wasn't. You don't brief me with your scripts before the show.
But I mean, that would have been such a great segue, and instead you didn't even laugh, and I'm still reeling from it.
Need a hug, Mitch?
Haven't got a highway. Texas.
But I got Texas.
Texas.
See, the problem here is they're failing to cooperate.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, dude. Check it out. He has one album that I know of called Texas Funeral. Gritty. Yeah.
That's some gritty shit.
It is. It is. But, I mean, it's a good concept album because you get a little bit of the behind-the-scenes sort of story about the album as they're trying to record it and him kind of, like, in between songs, just talking about his life and why he's there and like his state, and it's all fictitious, but yeah. It's really well done. Really well done.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
I'll check it out. So, how are you doing?
Dude, I'm stressed.
Yeah?
It's been a rough week and a half, like just like 14-hour days, exhausting. I'm so glad the holiday's here.
Just the week?
Well, all last week and the week before.
Because you got too much work or what?
Yeah, a little too much happening. And now my mom's coming to town, which I'm stoked that she's coming to town. But yeah. I tried to like clear the palette for next week while she's here.
Yeah.
And I didn't quite clear it. Oh. So now I got things to do while she's in town. It's like, oh,
sweet.
God, damn it. Yeah. Shake it off, though. Shake it off. You know?
Work for yourself, so you can't just be like, ah, fuck it.
I've been trying to figure out, yeah, you can't. And I've been trying to figure out how do I make that leap of bringing in someone else, like either a student to help or like hiring someone or something. And it's a strange leap to make because I don't want to let go of like any control of anything. And it's like, I got to get over this.
Well, you can always interview people and then not hire them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you won't know until you start actually interviewing people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the cool thing is when you interview people, you start to imagine, you're like, oh, maybe they could do this, or oh, maybe they would be good to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got, whether you know it or not, you've got this catalog of all this crap that you're doing.
Yeah.
That, you know, somebody else might free you up to do some of the other stuff you're not able to do because you're having just to stay afloat.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like when my dad, as he was getting older, he had this Hungarian guy that helped him out because my dad's like a real tinkerer.
Yeah.
And it got to a point where like he couldn't really like tinker as much as he used to because he was, you know, older and tired and stuff. So he hired this Hungarian guy named Zsolt, Z-O-L-T. He was wicked because he was way into death metal. And my dad would just have like constantly be writing on this list tasks for Zsolt, you know? And like, so every time Zsolt would show up, you just hand him the list.
Right.
And it's like, shit, now I got to start like being like my dad and carry like the pen and paper in my pocket all the time and like have the tasks for the helper guy.
Right.
Start doing that. It's weird, man. It's weird, the idea of bringing in someone else to my little stupid world.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My dad does that too.
Yeah.
Except for, yeah, he's got his guy's Mexican. His name's Arturo.
That's nice.
Yeah, Arturo, like, you know, helps him, you know, do stuff on his, you know, property and whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I want that. I want that, and I want Brad.
Yeah, Brad the IT guy.
Yeah, Brad the IT guy. Once I got the helper and I got Brad, I think I'm gonna be living the kind of large I need to be living.
But until then, you're just riding your bike.
Until then, I'm riding my bike and stressing out. Just stressing out. Got this to do and that to do and this to do.
Well, let me help you relax a little.
Thanks, dude.
How about some iron and
water? Oh, that's a nice massage. Thank you. I do. It's better.
I like Iron and Wine.
I do too, man. They got a number of their songs up on the Sub Pop website.
Did you hear the album they did with Calexico?
No, I don't think I have.
Do you know who Calexico
is?
Oh,
yes. I know who Calexico is. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Love Calexico. For like 3 years, last 3 years, I was into nothing but mellow music, like Calexico, Caliphone, Iron and Wine, Low, and one day I was like, I need something upbeat. Where is it? I can't find it. Where is it? It was like,
how come I keep falling asleep while I'm driving?
Yeah, exactly. I was like some user that lost his drugs or something, and I just needed my fix. I was like, couldn't get it anywhere.
Yeah,
man. But yeah, I would love to hear that that combination.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's a good sort of rural mix.
You ever listen to Caliphone?
No, I don't know Caliphone.
I should give you some of their stuff.
You should.
They're good.
Really, you should just share your entire library with me.
Yeah. We should have a big hard drive.
We should have a swap.
Swap meet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. We can introduce them to each other.
Yeah.
Let them play.
Really, we should all humanity should do that.
Yeah.
And we should just
put all their info up for free.
We should just have all music be free.
Yeah. Are you a socialist, Mitch?
Or like,
you have some pinko tendencies?
A little bit. Or like,
let's go stand in line for toilet paper.
I mean, really, ideally, your music, let's go stand in line for toilet paper. It doesn't have to be that way, Dan. That's just when they do it wrong.
You know, it failed.
When there's
it
corruption.
Failed, Mitch.
That's because they're
experiment
corrupt,
failed.
Corrupt leaders, you know. But it could work.
You can't go back now to the States.
But what if it wasn't free? What if it was a subscription service?
Well, I've heard.
What if you could listen? What if music was like a utility? And you could just have access to anything in the world by paying $30 a month. Would you do it?
Hell yeah.
What if it was
like cable TV?
Yeah.
But
anything you want on demand. Anything you want when you want it.
Only if I could then put it on this show. You know? Like, I'd want to be able to broadcast it out and have it as my own, in my own rights to do whatever, you know, not necessarily distribute it.
Why
like
do you
sell
need to
it
have
TV?
It though? If you can listen to it whenever you want, and what, then what's, you know?
I just don't like the man bringing me down.
What's that?
And if I paid $30 a month, I would still have the man bringing me down.
How? Why is that?
Because they place restrictions on it.
Does he tell you? Does he tell you you'd have to listen to it on this device?
Yeah, or like, you know, I couldn't mix it into my own deep house mix and then, you know, play it at some like club, like I like to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would be interesting though. But wait, I've heard of, and maybe this is just like an urban legend kind of thing, of these groups that do kind of what you're talking about, but they're small groups where like if you have say upwards of 40 gigabytes of X genre, right? You're allowed into the group and then that group has their own site that's secure and you share amongst that genre. So it's like only people who are way into a specific type of music are part of these user share groups. And of course, they're not legal. Mm-hmm. But I've heard of these groups, and I want to be a part. I want to be a part. I think it sounds terrific.
What's that site? There's another site called Hype Machine or something like that, Hype Box. Or there's a website that does searches for MP3s and then puts the results in a feed that you could subscribe to as a podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah, totally.
That's cool.
It's totally gnarly.
Can you download the individual MP3s?
Yeah.
So
those
MP3s...
you just do a search for Arcade Fire.
Right.
Well, it's so funny that Arcade Fire comes up in every
Why
show.
Why didn't you tell me about this earlier?
Yeah. I think it's called Hype Machine or something.
Hype Machine.
Yeah.
I got to write this down.
And you just type in the search criteria, and then it gives you the results in an RSS feed that you can subscribe to.
Oh, that's... brilliant.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Because like I've been using that NetVibes website, which holds all my RSS feeds.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and that
NetVibes
would be a great one to
that
have.
Good one to put in there. Yeah. Sactamundo. Yeah, good luck on this. We don't have internet.
I know, but I'm just jotting
it
down.
I see you breaking out your computer, but it's not going to work.
I'm just jotting it down.
I already checked.
Hold on. It's got a load of my stickies.
Oh, my stickies.
Oh, my sticky lord. Oh,
you're like, have you seen, you know that movie with Russell Crowe where he plays that insane guy?
No.
What's it called? A Beautiful...
Beautiful Mind?
Beautiful Mind.
Oh, yeah. Jonathan, what's his name? The mathematician guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like that scene when you go into the, when she goes into his... garage, and there's like papers everywhere, and there's all these lines, and he's all paranoid and weird. That's like what happened.
Yeah,
I just walked into your garage.
I'm a sticky lover. I love the sticky.
Okay, well, while you're rating stickies down, I'm gonna play some Division Day. Have a
Nash, back. John Nash.
It was okay.
I liked it.
It was a little whiny.
A little lowly.
A little, yeah. You know?
I like that more.
That's good.
Who was that again?
Division Day.
Oh, Division Day.
Yeah. I don't know. For some reason, I like the word division, so I figured maybe you'd check it out. Never heard it before.
I think my friend Amy had something to do with them. She started and used to run this label, Fiddler Records, in L.A., and I think that she had something to do with selling them up to the big labels.
Is that like Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah.
So they write, like, they do a lot of like old Jewish bands.
Old Jewish, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all in Yiddish.
If I were a rich man, diddle-diddle-diddle, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And you would be shocked at how the young kids are into it out in L.A.
Yeah.
They'll touch anything different. Silver Lake's just begging for something new.
Did you have a good Passover this week?
Oh, it was brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah. Except I'm not Jewish, and
eat any leavened bread yet. And that was, I didn't even try. I'm just not really a big leavened bread
guy. I had some Passover fruit salad from my friend Adam.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good. His aunt makes some delicious fruit salad.
I love the matzo ball soup.
Yeah.
Oh. Woo!
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah.
Message.
Yeah. what else do I like? I like the matzo crackers too. Those are good.
I like the bread in the beginning. I forget what it's called, where it's like woven. The bread is sort of...
Challah.
Is it challah? Yeah, you're right. It is challah. Yeah. That stuff's great.
Yeah, challah, baby.
It's white and squishy.
What else? Easter's coming up.
Yeah, man.
The Lord has risen.
You want to know the worst joke I know?
What?
No. It's the worst joke.
Don't.
You know, have I already told you this?
No, but...
You know what it is? Okay, I won't. No, forget it.
No, I don't know what it is.
Stop me if you hear it. The Easter Bunny hide his eggs, Mitch.
Why?
Doesn't want anyone to know he's been fucking chickens.
Oh.
Oh. Wah, wah,
there's
wah,
a surprise.
Love that joke.
Because chickens are kind of prickly and awkward, and bunnies are soft and cuddly. Mm. So if you're a bunny and you're doing it with chickens,
confused?
That is embarrassing.
Yeah, it is a little embarrassing.
You're kind of lowering yourself. But maybe he just really likes chickens.
But he was an artist. I think he was an artist, the first real biological engineer artist, performing the experiments we all want to perform deep down inside.
But it's like, the egg, it's a symbol of fertility and of new beginnings.
So how does this have anything to do with bunnies?
I don't know. Why does it have to do with Easter? Why is Easter
the resurrection of Christ?
What does that have to do with a bunny and eggs?
That's interesting, man. I've never heard anyone explain this connection before. If only we had the internet.
Well, no. So here's what I've heard.
Okay.
This
is what Jimmy told you by the water cooler today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a water cooler and I don't know who Jimmy is, but Brad sent me an email. No, it's that...
saying, flush your cash.
Well, no.
And here's what happens.
So like the old pagan holiday of the...
Right.
The
it's always the
vernal
pagans.
Equinox or whatever in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
The springtime celebration. The bunny and the eggs, those were parts of the...
Of a pagan ritual. Pagan belief.
And so the Catholic Church is like, we'll take that.
Yeah.
Make it part of Christianity.
The Catholic Church is
just
a bunch of Me Too's.
Just like the tree. The tree has nothing to do... The Christmas tree has nothing to do with, with Christ.
What about the Tooth Fairy?
The Tooth Fairy, that's not a holiday.
Oh, yeah. What about... Martin Luther King Jr. Day? Pagans have that too?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
But the church is a bunch of Me Too and the, gimme gimmies. Like they just look around and say, yeah, we want that too. We'll take that. Like it's Microsoft.
All one
just
family.
Just like Microsoft.
Microsoft. Church 2.0.
Yeah.
Are we going to hell for saying this?
Oh, no, I'm already there.
Oh, okay. yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's harmless stuff, but I thought it was. I think it's interesting. I'd like to know more.
I'd like to dye an egg. It's been a long time since I've smelt that vinegary smell of egg dyeing.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool stuff.
Yeah,
tie dye eggs.
So I got another track here. Should I play? It reminds me of the Easter Bunny, sort of.
What is it?
The pandas.
Soft, furry, sure.
Why couldn't I play the pandas when we were talking about pandas?
Yeah, no kidding. You know? Left me hanging on that one.
I don't know. I mean, weren't we talking about pandas last week?
We talked
about giant pandas.
I was talking about the most intimate elements of pandas.
The brown, saggy bottoms.
Just play the track.
I went to this mobile conference.
Oh God!
And a few months ago.
Yeah.
And that was the takeaway quote from the meeting, from the thing.
Feeling separated from your data.
Was it this Microsoft?
I hope that's his wife's name. The hardest part of being on the road.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing. It's like we're all on the road because it's this conference. Yeah. And here's this Microsoft guy chiming off about how hard it is feeling separated from your data. And we're all just like, oh my God, man.
Yeah.
You're like, so
you don't
out of
represent
touch.
Anything, you know? We know. Yeah.
Like that's not the hardest part about being on the road at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Man, the hardest part's those three cheeseburgers I had for dinner last night. whenever I'm on the road, I can't help but eat nothing but cheeseburgers.
That's not like, good for you.
Oh, but it's like when you're on the road, you live by a different law.
Yeah, it's totally true. You're like, I can smoke cigarettes.
I can
smoke on the road.
I can drink.
Yeah.
I can have a cheeseburger for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
And I can have, you know, biscuits and gravy for the appetizer.
Yeah, I'm on the road. Life is tough. I'm on the road.
Yeah, exactly.
Do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, I would make the perfect trucker.
I want to be a hobo for that reason alone.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no rules.
I haven't had biscuits and gravy since the last time I was on the road.
Biscuits and gravy.
I love that
there's
stuff.
There's a place in Santa Barbara, California called Summerland Beach Cafe that makes the best biscuits and gravy I've ever had.
Whoa.
Woo.
Is that on the water?
Now I feel more connected to my data. it is. It's on the water. It's amazing. Ren, wasn't
gorgeous.
It good when we went there?
Really, really nice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like one of my favorite breakfast treats.
Yeah.
Because it's so wrong. So it wrong. Is. It's the worst bits of the bacon congealed and like cooked together with the worst type of, you know,
I don't
fluffy
know what it is. It
starch.
Tastes good. That's enough.
It's bacon fat that makes this white gravy. White gravy.
Bacon fat.
Pure bacon fat. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Come on. That just screams flavor, just saying it.
Streaky bacon.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Well, I think we're running a little long here, so we should probably cut it short soon. Actually, we're not. We're running short, but...
We'll cut it a little long.
We'll cut it a little short.
Yeah, yeah.
Because last show, we kind of rambled on a little bit.
We rambled.
Did you hear it? Did you listen to it?
I've been trying to avoid listening to it. I'm sorry, everybody.
Well, yeah, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Exactly.
Hey, but this show is pretty fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed myself. Renica befriended a lovely cat. She succeeded in so many ways where I've failed. She's pregnant and having a baby. I've never been able to do that.
Yeah, you can't. You won't ever be able to do that.
And she seduced a outdoor cat.
But you named her well, Cleopatra.
Cleopatra. She was huge.
That's like a cabbage patch kid name, you know?
Or
like,
no, wait, a garbage pail kid.
A garbage
you mean?
Pail yeah, kid. Yeah, yeah. Cleopatra.
Dandruffina was pretty good. That cat was two
this
tons
black
of
cat
fun.
Had dandruff and a big belly.
The biggest belly. Maybe she had like
Cleopatra.
An old lady purse hanging
maybe
below
got
her.
Two names, you know? Cleopatra, Dandruffina.
What's the final?
Black outdoor cat.
Cleopatra, Dandruffina.
In,
I'm at a loss.
In our
I'll
living
come
room.
Back to you, yeah. She was nuts, man.
.org.
But I've tried to seduce like four different cats that go through our backyard. Every one of them will have nothing of it. Renica walks out there, brings the little thing right in.
Well, it's the whole...
She's in their head. She knows how they think.
Yeah, well, I think it might have a little bit to do with the fact that she put tuna out there. Over the weekend.
Oh, the message has gotten out that there's a softie in the house somewhere.
Word on the street is there's a pregnant lady who's giving food out right and left.
Yeah. It's all about the love. It is.
Yeah. It's all about the love.
It's all about the love.
So we got one more track from a band called, or an artist called Simple Kid, and the track's called Serotonin.
This is another South by Southwest find?
Yeah.
I hope one of our listeners is going to that and they'll send us some pics and tell us a bit
about
it.
It's already done,
isn't
it?
Is it?
It's already over.
Oh.
So, yeah, I hope you guys are all going.
Yeah, and I hope you're going to send us some pictures.
Pictures.
So we can live vicariously through you.
Man, if there's a way we can... Yeah, will you guys start posting photos in your comments?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I really loved...
We didn't get that many comments.
I loved Kiwi Andy's blog of his Japanese ski trip.
Yeah,
that was
pretty
awesome.
Rad.
Yeah.
Did he put that on for everybody or did he just share
it? No, he put
us?
It on... He posted it and he posted the link and I went through it. It was great.
Yeah.
It looked awesome. Absolutely awesome. And,
I like the beer, the shot of the beer.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I always like to have a beer somewhere.
I like the hardcore carving shot towards the end. I was really feeling that. So I haven't been snowboarding in a year.
Yeah.
I miss it. But man, dude, that was cool.
We should go before it melts. Is it too late already?
I need a passport first. But yes, we should go. No, I hear my friend.
I didn't go. I haven't been for 2 years.
Really?
Idiot.
Oh, dude, we got to go to the Alps.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have to take a trip to New Zealand.
Oh. Or maybe we could meet Kiwi Andy in Argentina.
But we have a couple faithful listeners. Jamie G. What up, Jamie G? Gave us a, hey, good music, good show. Dan.
Liar.
The faces were originally called small faces.
Yeah, I know.
Not the tiny faces.
I messed up.
Sorry.
It was some trippy switch to the name.
She says, she goes on to say, I love their song, Ooh La La.
Yeah, yeah, that was their big hit. That was on the Rushmore soundtrack.
Which Rod Stewart didn't sing in.
No.
And then she writes, Rod Stewart's remake of the song pales in comparison.
I would like to hear it.
So maybe she doesn't subscribe to the whole theory that Rod Stewart is sort of Axl Rosie. Because I know Jamie likes Axl.
Yeah.
She doesn't sound like she likes Rod.
Well, that was such a great song to begin with.
Hang on. Tell us, Jamie, what does Axl have that Rod doesn't have?
Axl Rod. Oh, God. Well, they got that going for them.
And then she's... and then she goes on to say, broken social scene... it's always cool. So thanks for playing that. Till next week, Jamie. And then, sorry, I cut you off. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that, yeah, Ooh La La was such a good song to begin with. Yeah. It's one of those ones where it's tough to follow it up and it's kind of crazy to even try. So I haven't even heard the Rod Stewart version, but I'd probably agree with Jamie that it's bound to suck in comparison. So yeah, fair enough, man. But like Rod Stewart, in the faces, I've listened to the albums regularly, and it's just good. It's just good, like guitar, like exactly like we were talking about before. It's all like that. It's brilliant, brilliant. If only Rod could resurrect that magic and stop singing soppy,
saccharine sweet love tunes. The hairspray is zapping his brain. Then we got one from Rory. Rory says, "Hey guys, great number 61. Thanks. Here's the Wikipedia." Of kilowatt hours. They're from Kentucky.
Didn't you say Massachusetts or something?
I think I said the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, right.
Anyways, they were formed in 98 in Louisville, Kentucky by Ben Lord and Chris Wren. The lineup was filled out with the addition of Dan Benningfield and Ryan Compton shortly thereafter. Compton led the band in 2001, Benningfield in 2002. Dan Hewins joined the band in 2002. And then Doug Keith and Brad Bennett in 2003. So now there's about 15 people in the band. Kilowatt Hours released several albums and singles on the Temporary Residence Limited label before changing their name to Up the Empire in 2004. I didn't know that. That's the new part, Up the Empire.
Were any of those guys famous?
I got to check out
else?
Up the Empire and see what they did.
Yeah.
I have never heard of any of those people.
Yeah, I never heard of any of them either.
Yeah.
But then again, Up the Empire, kind of a weak name.
Yeah, that's sort of like up the...
Yeah.
You know?
I put that, I was always disappointed with...
Is that sort of like...
King Biscuit time name? Yeah. I was always disappointed with that.
Yeah.
I always thought that was such a crap name. Uh-huh. And I would say Up the Empire goes in the same category.
Yeah.
But anyway, interesting stuff.
So thanks for the comments, guys. Even though there's only two of them, what's up with the rest of you slackers?
Show us the love.
Okay.
No, they just turned it off after they were here the last show. Like, forget it. It's over.
Yeah,
Magic's gone.
Yeah. That was cool. Cool, but I'm off to check out Tracks Up the Tree.
I got to go listen to Terry Gross now.
One more track from Simple Kid. Track's called Serotonin. Good night, everybody.
Till next time.
And we're really going down.
Yeah.